From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, appealed again for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of violence believed to have killed hundreds and threatened to undermine the nation's peace. Michael Makuei Lewith is the country's information minister.
This order shall be cited as the Republican Order No. 17, 2016, for the declaration of cessation of hostilities between the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, SPLA-IO, 2016 AD, and shall come into force on the date of its signature by the President of the Republic.
It directs commanders to control their forces, protect civilian life and property, and safeguard ethnic groups that may be targeted by soldiers. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. At the UN Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
Civil war in South Sudan erupted in December 2013, lasting 2 years, killing thousands, displacing millions. China remains defiant even as an arbitration court in The Hague prepares to issue its ruling Tuesday, following a complaint by the Philippines over Beijing's claim of sovereignty over virtually all the South China Sea. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is in Afghanistan meeting Afghan officials and U.S. commanders following last week's NATO summit, in which pledges were made to keep troop levels at the same level in the wake of the Taliban advances. Monday, Carter announced the U.S. would deploy another 560 troops as Iraqi security forces prepare to assault the biggest prize held by Islamic State, the northern city of Mosul.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year. At every step in this campaign, we've generated and seized additional opportunities to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
The latest deployment brings to more than 4,600 the number of U.S. military personnel in Iraq. The latest deployment will operate out of the recently recaptured Qayyara Air Base, some 60 kilometers south of Mosul. Meanwhile, at least 9 people were killed, dozens more wounded Tuesday following a suicide bombing in a predominantly Shia district north in northeast Baghdad. In Syria, fierce fighting is reported in and around the strategic city Aleppo. Rebels attack government-held districts with hundreds of shells and rockets, while government air raids struck targets in rebel-held parts of the city. The fighting intensified after government forces were able to cut the main route into rebel-held neighborhoods. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign Wednesday, allowing Home Secretary Theresa May to become the country's next leader, the second female prime minister.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support. Obviously, with these changes, we now don't need to have a prolonged period of transition. And so tomorrow I will chair my last cabinet meeting. On Wednesday, I would attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions. And then after that, I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation. So we'll have a new prime minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening.
May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom were expected to contest in a Conservative runoff in September to replace Mr. Cameron, who announced his resignation after failing to persuade British voters to choose to stay in the European Union in a referendum last month. South African police have confirmed that 4 men, including 2 brothers arrested over the weekend, plan to attack the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria and various Jewish organizations. President Obama travels to Dallas, Texas, Tuesday to meet relatives of the 5 police officers killed in a sniper attack last week that became part of racial tensions in the nation, sparked by the killing of 2 black men and separate incidents by police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. Mr. Obama to speak during an interfaith memorial service. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.